शांति
ओम शांति
ओम शांति गुड मॉर्निंग गुड मॉर्निंग गुड मॉर्निंग गुड मॉर्निंग में गोल्डन मॉर्निंग समाई है
गुड मॉर्निंग
और गोल्डन पर डायमंड लगा हुआ है तो एक डायमंड मॉर्निंग गुड मॉर्निंग गोल्डन मॉर्निंग डायमंड मॉर्निंग टू द स्पार्कलिंग डायमंड
गुड मॉर्निंग में डायमंड मॉर्निंग
व्हाट इज मर्ज्ड इन ओम शांति
तो ओम शांति में
ओम शांति इज ग्रीटिंग्स It's a message. It's consciousness. It's our destination. It's our original nature, religion. It's the same one word. But the more we explore, the meaning, experiment on it, meaning becomes meaningful. And it changes into feelings. And when it's in feelings, It influences the breathing system. And when you breathe in and breathe out, it creates the vibrations, the deep feelings, when rotate inside. And this rotation creates vibrations. Vibrations creates atmosphere. It becomes more subtle and it creates instant impact and effect. I have someone asked me today to speak on Baba spoke about fast efforts. Tivra Purusharath. What does it mean? When we translate in English, it's the word itself is effort. What feeling comes in it? Efforts. It's some kind of feeling of labor. Work, heaviness, something must I have to do it. But Purusharath, the real word Purusharath, which is translated in English, this is perhaps the nearest after research. It has been, we have been speaking about this word efforts and Purusharath. since 45 years now. And still we have been researching, in fact. But let us have just the word real, just like Om Shanti. It's Om Shanti. We have not translated it. And we are in peace. Right? So Purusharath, Baba says, double foreigners are double Purusharathi. It's a meaningful word, which just instantly creates the feelings. If you don't understand the meaning, it does not create feeling. You can guess about it, but it is not your true feeling, it's imagination. But the moment you understand the meaning, you respond with feelings. So, fast efforts is with heaviness, and Purusharath brings lightness, joy. Purush means soul, person. Arth means meaningful. Purush means life, and this Prakriti, life, is connected with my body. And whatever I am doing, whatever I am thinking, speaking, eating, walking, talking, it has a purpose. It's not meaningless, it has a purpose, Purusharath. It has a meaning, it has a purpose of life. And when you have a purpose, certainly your attitude, your vision, your efforts or your action becomes easy for you. If I use the word only earth, I, the soul, am doing meaningful. What purpose is to achieve something? Earth is money. Earth is achievement in English, in Hindi. Not earth, land, not the matter, but meaningful, which brings some achievement, which brings the result. And where I am achieving, but I am spending with clear clarity, understanding, and economically, with a purpose. When you are studying in a college, university, you take the subject of economics. And economics is actually, it is the system, how you expend and how you earn and how you spend. And so economy is that you are very clear. You keep the account of the action and reaction and interaction. And so in order to have action, interaction, reaction, and perfection, so it is, then you are reaching a level of where your actions are perfect action. Not only it is just action, but it's a meaningful action which brings satisfaction in the self. So the efforts we are making, it should bring satisfaction, and then it is joy. And then because it is satisfaction, there's lightness, there's happiness, there's enthusiasm. And this brings lightness, and your speed becomes easy because you are achieving it. You are at the same, you are gaining something. Earth means meaningful achievement. So Purusharath means the soul is performing action with the meaningful consciousness that I am a soul. And whatever action I am doing it to bring satisfaction within my own self. And for that, I am not only doing the action with selfish motive for my own satisfaction, but I am doing this action that others also are satisfied. I'm not pleasing them. No, pleasing is something different. And whatever you do with the pure feeling, with the consciousness of soul consciousness, you are satisfied, you are happy, and others are also happy. It's a natural interaction with each other. And this is what Baba spoke about yesterday on the 17th Muli, very clear guideline of what kind of efforts Tivra Purusharth. We need to move the speed of that. Time is moving fast and our Purusharth should be also fast. And for fast it means it is connected with speed. It's not useless. You are not running like with the speed. It's not a race. We are reaching the destination, Lakshya and Lakshan. We have an aim to reach. We have a goal. And when we have this aim and object, so both should be there. Not only aim is there, but our Lakshan, our specialities, our qualities match with this vision that we are keeping. And so this is why, and then there's natural satisfaction. And so in order to become that, in order to reach that destination, and we need to have a very clear destination. You cannot run without the destination. You cannot win without touching the destination. So our efforts are, and then Baba used three words actually, Saman, Sampan, Sampuran. Bap Saman means you become like the father. Now father is not only one, it is two together are our aim and object, but first Bap Saman. So father of the soul is incorporeal, is only soul, is not the body. Incorporeal. And I, the soul, am also incorporeal. So whatever I am doing in soul consciousness, seeing myself a soul and being a soul. So seeing myself a soul, my vision, and being is my attitude and my feelings in it. Seeing is I can see with the intellect, with the eye of my intellect, I'm a point of light. But I don't feel light, I don't see light. I make struggling so hard to see myself soul, point of light, point of light. Instead of seeing point of light, I become so heavy that I have headache. I cannot meditate. I don't have that real feeling in it because I am not conscious of that I am a soul. I'm more conscious of the light which I'm visualizing, light what is outside. But it is the light of knowledge. It is the me, the living light, which is not heavy at all. It has no weight. And what? Why I'm feeling heavy when I myself am no weight? And something which is weightless, how can it make me heavy? So it is not a question of making effort to focus on seeing that this is point of light, but just this is a point for me to realize I am a soul. And in that soul, I am all these qualities that I want to experience, I had experienced, and others had experienced through me. And that's why Baba says your statues give that vibrations. Your statues give blessings. Your statues give vision. But my dead thing, my grave can give the experience. My statue can, non-living thing can give the experience. Why not me? The living can have that experience. So the first it is in the consciousness with the meaning that I, the soul, am performing actions, being a soul, and connected with me, with my own inner qualities, lakshan, qualities in me, virtues in me, lakshmi, that is my aim and object, lakshmi. So that laksh is me, myself. And that is because I have gone gradually come far away, and I want to be again this. Now, so this effort, then Bab Saman, first is Saman, second step is Sampan. So in Sampan means accomplishing that full with qualities. Egoless, I mean bodiless soul, but full. With what? With all the virtues, qualities, godly qualities, Brahmin qualities, and divine qualities. There's a difference between godly powers, Brahmin powers, and divine powers. So I am becoming Sampan. So that gives me the power to go with lightness and Saravagun Sampan. Then the third stage is Sampuran, means perfect. So this perfection is then coming into action. It's not only in my head that I am these qualities, but it is head, heart and hand, three becoming together on one level. What I understand, that what I feel, and that what I act or I express. So this is what Baba spoke about, that your speed will be fast if you are doing three things, service for others in the speed. Service is also, move your speed, service in a fast speed as well. And service is not only just giving lectures or making big programs, but it is service, now subtle level of service, creating atmosphere vibrations. And this is subtle and it has more impact because it gives the experience. So do the service of giving experience. And experience is actually the property or impact that becomes personal thing which you never forget. Words will be forgotten. Meaning, the words can create misunderstanding, but experience is your personal thing and that you don't forget. And that has been practical proof of Madhuban atmosphere, environment. Whenever you go, you feel it's a pilgrimage place. It's powerful place. Because it is the breathing in, breathing out, action has created that impact there. So, the service through the mind, then words we are speaking is meaningful, and knowledge is understood. Baba says, make them understand words that should be, that should give them clarity. And then actions, certainly interaction in relationship has to be perfection. So this mind, speech and action. But this is this balance and this three simultaneously is possible only when I'm still keeping my perfection where I have to reach my destination. And that is, so on one side I am keeping the balance, this is the balance of Trimurti, that I am, purity I am keeping in my feelings, pure vibrations, pure vision, good wishes for others. This is that, have this consciousness of forgive receive दुआ दो, दुआएं लो, good wishes, positive thinking. So thoughts, knowledge, soul consciousness, giving good wishes for, having good wishes for others. I cannot have good wishes for others without pure attitude. This is why attitude of the mind makes me free. Pure attitude of the mind makes me free. My speed cannot be fast if there is any kind of bondage. Negativity is a bondage. It will keep me on a level, move little bit far, and then pulled back by that. So negativity is a bondage, and positivity is the power that liberates me from my own bondage and bondages of others. Positivity is purity. It's clean mind. And so this knowledge which is given by Brahma Baba or put into practice through Brahma Baba, Shiva Baba gave the knowledge, that becomes the method to move me faster, as Brahma Baba made this effort, but knowledge was given into action. And then at the same time, it's a balance with practice of soul consciousness, that is meditation, yoga. Knowledge is changed, connecting, becoming bodiless, becoming like Brahma Baba, and becoming all powerful like Shiva Baba, bodiless. And for practices, that one side is Shankar, tapasvi. Knowledge has to become tapasya. It's not only just in the intellect. It becomes feeling, it becomes the practical. Power is created. That knowledge becomes power, which is then creating vibrations, which is creating atmosphere. Yoga creates atmosphere, creates vibrations. Whenever any kind of bhatti is taking place, you can feel the atmosphere of silence. You can feel the atmosphere of power. You can feel the coolness of stillness and silence. You can feel in your own self the gentleness. Natural feeling sense organs are becoming cool. But then it has to be balanced with the, again, aim and object of perfection, Vishnu, by keeping the balance of four subjects. Not only just yoga, knowledge, yoga, but dharana. Baba says, imbibe these virtues in behavior will be shown by dharana now. So it means that my level is now increasing with this power of the speed is increased. On one side I am full, other side I am detached. I am interaction, but I am consciousness and detachment. I am having good wishes with real feeling and meaning. Good wishes can be just only words. When I am upset with someone and I don't want to interact with other person and I want to just protect myself, I have good wishes for him. I have good wishes. I don't want to communicate. I have good wishes for you. I have good wishes too, but my heart is dirty. That cannot be good wishes. If I am keeping rubbish in my heart, Baba says, Baba cannot sit in that, on that throne. And so what is happening? If any kind of negativity, though the knowledge is very clear, it's like a river. But the river also, if the more and more rubbish is there, nature of water is to flow, but the speed will be slow. Clean water flows faster. And so my flow of energy of the positivity will not reach there because mud is mixed in it. And if my heart is dirty, my speed of pure vibration cannot even start giving pure vibrations. And so this is why, for that what I have to do, how to remove the rubbish? so that I can move fast. And that is, Baba says, Duaye Do, but very important, Duaye Lo. So in order to give Duaye, in order to receive Duaye, it means my actions have to be where time is moving fast. Duaye, I said, give blessings, receive blessings. So now how to give good blessings? I have to keep my heart clean. And for that, Baba ne kaha, Baba said, kshama kar do. Forgive. Forgiveness. Now very subtle is, forgiveness is not to give anybody else something. The meaning behind is, when you are giving, in fact you are getting. I don't oblige others and I'm not giving any kind of credit to someone that I forgive you. And if I only have this consciousness, I have forgiven you what I have taken in me or kept in me, I have forgiven, but I have kept the rubbish of ego in me. I have forgiven him. He and she did such a bad thing. Don't even ask, Baba, you do not know how this person is, how he behaves. You do not know. I know. But I have forgiven him. I have given forgiveness, but kept ego. Kept my proud that I have forgiven. Now, in order to forgive, it means I have to have the meaning that I am forgiving to clean myself. My own benefit is there. Otherwise, I will feel tension. I will have this hatred in me. Or if I have not hatred, I don't have jealousy. I don't have competition inside. If I have forgiven, it's freedom for me. Otherwise, I would be suffering. I am causing harm to myself because I have taken this pain in me and so it's a liberation for me. It's a solution for my own problem, not the anything given to other person. And then my attitude will change. So Baba says, vritti, change the attitude. So even in good qualities I have, but if my attitude is not good, no matter how good behavior I do, it will be only show. It will be not my character. It will be only picture. It can be I'm an actor, but not charitra. I might be acting very, very loving. I might be acting caring. I might be acting to impress others, other people, not that person. So I'm an actor, but my character is not changed. And it has to be in a reality. If it will be like this, in Mahabharata, people have played the picture of character of Ram or Narayan or Krishna. And in a picture, they are Narayan or Ram. But after the shooting is finished, go and smoke. And drink alcohol. It's not inspiring anymore. Picture is inspiring, but character is not. The picture does not give the experience of coolness. I can have a picture of the ocean, but I cannot swim on the wall. So it is the meaning field. Then, now my attitude, what can be back to, my vritti has to be very, very pure. Manovritti. Vritti is in the mind. But not only that, vritti can be purified only when I have a powerful smriti, the awareness, remembrance. Okay. If even the picture is there, I have to actually not even keep the picture of that because this picture will remind me I have forgiven this. But I need to remove that as well. I have to create a very good image of that person. This is what Baba defined, that person can do 100 mistakes, 99% mistake. But what you remember, how your attitude will change, your speed of efforts will be fast. You remember one quality, don't remember 99 mistakes. So my picture, not only for my protection, but my attitude and vision should be changed, then my speed of my own spirituality will increase. My efforts will be subtle and faster. It's my protection as well, but it is also support for others. And this is what Baba says, not only forgive. Forgiveness is my own benefit because I make myself clean. So then Baba can sit on my heart throne. But then when I'm seeing the virtues of that person, one quality, and definitely will be one quality in that person, if 99 mistakes are there. And that we have a natural nature. In nature, we see, we can have, many of you eat honey. And what is the honey buzz does? Honey bee can come and sting you. Still you like honey. Buffalo can be black. Milk is white. Butter is soft. We do take things, no? Rose, flower is beautiful. Fragrance comes from the flower. Thorns, we protect ourselves. We still see the quality. So because the vision is focused not on the weakness, vision is known, means knowledge is clear. Understanding is, means knowledge. I can see the weakness, I know it to protect myself. But what I have to do in order to change my feeling, to increase my speed, is that I have to clean my heart and see the virtue of the other person. So in this way, automatically, my action, reaction, interaction will change, no? Protection is there. But not only I forgive, so the picture does not come in my mind, is to forget that I have forgiven. Forget that I have forgiven. And how will I forget that no matter whatever other person's behavior was, vision was, that person comes in front of you, you don't even remember. You don't repeat. You don't then give any kind, because you have forgotten that. What is the method for that? It is that in that situation, at that time, when this situation is taking place, what I have realized, learnt, and which quality I used at that time, the joy of that receiving makes that insignificant situation. It was a very powerful lesson, but incident was nothing, it was beneficial for me. And this is why that joy, because keeps the heart clean, it has no meaning anymore. And because meaning anymore is not there, it's meaningless, it is feelingless. You don't have that bad feeling. That person comes in front of you, you see that so nice, so beautiful, so loving, though you are not keeping that vibrations. And that is what's called flying speed. No bondage, no burden, no karma bondage. I'm not creating the new karmic account. Clear account is clear. Bundled heaviness is gone from the heart. Speed is fast. And that's called flying stage, angelic stage. So I am not still going on the bullock cart. Bullock cart, you are bull is pulling the cart, but I am, my body by that time in the evening is tired. I did not do anything. So situations are being pulled, I'm pulling it with heaviness. No, leave it. So, okay, I go by car. There still people are with me. I go with fast speed. Go. Fast is the scenes are there. I'm not holding on to it. They are passing. Past is past. Past is past. And I am with other situations are there. I pass with honor. So I am actually also overcoming. As Baba says that you have passed the test before. Nothing new. So consciousness of nothing new also makes us easy to not stuck in the situations. I have passed many times. So even in this Murli, the 17th, many yuktis are there, paying attention. And now we are just going in a flight, flying. We don't have to make effort. Just sitting comfortably, not even knowing that you are flying. Means consciousness elevated high. Angelic stage, flying stage, free from bondage, free from burden, and beyond. And this is why the practice of the five stages also helps us to go fast. Om Shanti. There was another topic given to me, but today is, this is fine. Maybe next Sunday, if I'm still here, I can take that topic. Okay. Om Shanti. Shishma Ben also can say Om Shanti and hello, though we are a few minutes fast. Shishma Ben met last time, a few days ago, only Hindi class. And so it is good, today is Sunday and the family is present here. So I can translate for her. She speaks in Hindi, I translate for her.
Om Shanti. बड़ा अच्छा लग रहा था सुदेश दीदी जी इंग्लिश में क्लास करा रही थी भारत में तो हिंदी में ही क्लास चलती है सुनाने वाले भी हिंदी में सुनने वाले भी हिंदी में लेकिन कुछ नवीनता अच्छी लगती है और हमें बताया था कि संडे को सभी आने वाले हैं तो इसलिए आप सभी को देख करके भी बड़ी खुशी हुई कि इतनी दूर दूर से आते हैं और कैसे कोई कोई रेगुलर भी क्लास करते हैं
आई मेट इन बिटवीन वीक द ब्रदर्स एंड सिस्टर्स एंड टुडे सीइंग दैट सो मेनी आर हियर I was told that on Sunday many souls come from, brothers and sisters come from far, and I am glad to meet you all. And I am also happy to hear the class in English. In India, it's most of the time Hindi speaking. The speakers are also speaking in Hindi, and listeners are also listening in Hindi. And so this newness also brings joy.
वर्तमान समय जो आपने बताया कि अपनी स्थिति अच्छी बनाने के लिए जो रिसेंटली बाबा ने दो दिन पहले मुरली चलाई थी बाबा मिलन की जिसमें खास बाबा ने कि तीव्र पुरुषार्थी बनो तीव्र पुरुषार्थी के लिए बाबा ने कहा कि दुआएं दो, दुआएं लो। तो हमारे पास भी वर्तमान समय इसी पॉइंट पर खास पुरुषार्थ चलता है, क्योंकि जब दुआएं देंगे, दुआएं लेंगे, तो हमारी मनसा सेवा भी बहुत अच्छी तरह से हो सकती है।
Recently you heard Baba's Murli of being the fast effort makers, and at the moment we are also making this effort. Many things Baba told on that day, and my attention is also on this subject of making fast efforts. And as Baba said, give blessings and receive blessings. Through this, automatically what happens that we are able to move fast, because not only our own blessings make us fast, but the others as well, the blessings we receive from others.
क्योंकि जब हम दुआएं कब दे सकते हैं और मिल भी कब सकती हैं, तो जिसके लिए बाबा ने एक बहुत अच्छा पुरुषार्थ के लिए यह पॉइंट दिया हुआ है कि बच्चे, कोई भी आत्मा, कैसी भी आत्मा हो, कोई भी बुरी आत्मा तो होती नहीं है, क्योंकि जो भी बाबा के बच्चे बनते हैं हरेक में कोई ना कोई गुण जरूर है।
बाबा हैज गिवन अस द युक्ति दैट व्हेन यू कम इन कनेक्शन इन ऑर्डर टू गिव यू बेस्ट ब्लेसिंग एंड रिसीव ब्लेसिंग्स, ऑलवेज सी द स्पेशलिटी इन अदर्स, बिकॉज एवरीवन हैज वन और अदर स्पेशलिटी।
जब हमारी मनसा एकदम क्लियर होगी, तो मनसा द्वारा ही हम सेवाएं कर सकते हैं।
When our mind is clear, then we are able to do service with the mind.
तो उसके लिए बाबा ने बहुत सुंदर बात, हमने रूबरू बाबा की मुरली सुनी थी कि बच्चे, हर एक आत्मा को माफ करते चलो।
And Baba said other day as well, just forgive every soul, forgive.
क्योंकि तुम रहम दिल बाप के बच्चे हो, जैसे भगवान शिव बाबा कोई भी बच्चों की बातों को अपने पास नहीं रखते हैं, इसी प्रकार हमने अनुभव किया है, ऊपर से माफ नहीं, चलो भाई अच्छा माफ किया, अब बात नहीं हुई, नहीं, लेकिन जब हम बाबा की याद में अमृत वेले बैठते हैं, विधि से जब हम उनको माफ करते हैं, तो देखा गया है कि उन आत्माओं का भी सब हाव भाव सब चेंज हो जाता है।
बाबा हैज सेड दैट फॉरगिव एंड वी सी प्रैक्टिकली वी हैव आल्सो सीन शिव बाबा बाप दादा डस नॉट कीप एनीवन वीकनेस और मिस्टेक्स इन हिज हार्ट इन देयर हार्ट And it's experience as well that Amrit Vela, when we are meditating, in order to do service to the mind, we need to keep our mind clean and pure, because it is forgiveness is not superficial forgiveness. It is giving with a pure heart, and result is this, that even the feelings of the other person also change when we give forgiveness with true feelings.
क्योंकि हम बाबा के बच्चे एक कुछ स्पेशल ऐसी मानसिक सेवा करते हैं जिसमें हर एक आत्मा अपना पुरुषार्थ करती है। हम ये भी नहीं कह सकते कि सभी को माफ कर देवे अथवा हर व्यक्ति हर एक को माफ करे, वो हर एक का पुरुषार्थ है, परंतु हमने देखा कि जब दिल से माफ कर देते हैं तो सामने वाले को तो फायदा होता ही है, लेकिन सबसे बड़ा बेनिफिट खुद को होता है कि जब हमारी एक फरिश्ता की स्थिति बनाने के लिए उड़ती कला में जाने के लिए ये माफ करने की पॉइंट्स बहुत हमें फायदा देती है.
सो व्हाई इट इज इम्पोर्टेंट टू फॉरगिव, बिकॉज इट इज नॉट अ क्वेश्चन ऑफ हेल्पिंग अदर्स. एवरीवन इज मेकिंग एफर्ट्स अकॉर्डिंग टू व्हाट एवर दे हैव टू मेक एफर्ट, बट व्हेन वी फॉरगिव इट हेल्प्स अस एंड फॉर अवर ओन बेनिफिट वी फॉरगिव अदर्स.
इसलिए मेरा पर्सनल पुरुषार्थ भी वर्तमान समय जो बाबा की मुरली चली है ये 3-4 संडे को, तो उसको लेकर ही हम अपना पर्सनल पुरुषार्थ करते हैं. और उससे देखा है, इससे हम जो बाबा कहते हैं कि एक न्यारे और प्यारे की स्थिति बन जाती है, तो उसमें भी हमें इसका बात का फायदा मिलता है कि हमारी बुद्धि के ऊपर फिर कोई भी किसी की गलती होती है या कुछ काम में गलती हो जाती है तो उसका इफेक्ट हमारी बुद्धि के ऊपर बिल्कुल नहीं रहता है.
आई एम ऑल्सो एक्चुअली दिस बाबा अव्यक्त मुरली संडे आर रेड एंड आई एम वर्किंग ऑन दैट एज वेल एंड सो आई स्पेशली पेइंग अटेंशन टू दिस टू फॉरगिव बिकॉज देन इवन इफ समबडी हैज डन समथिंग रॉन्ग एक्शन इज नॉट विद द प्रैक्टिकल रिजल्ट व्हाट इट शुड बी and then intellect is not tied with it and it is not affecting ourselves, so our own efforts become then better.
Isse hamara yog ka chart bhi padhta hai aur jo hamari aantrik shaktiyan hain wo bahut achhi tarah se hame madad karti hain aur baba ki madad humne bahut zyada milti hai. Mujhe personally baba ki इतनी मदद मिली, साकार में भी दादियों की मदद मिलती है और अव्यक्त बाप दादा की भी मुझे पर्सनल बहुत बहुत इतना सपोर्ट मिलता है जिसका मैं वर्णन नहीं कर सकती हूँ.
एंड थ्रू दिस एक्चुअली इट इज द बेनिफिट फॉर द सेल्फ एज वेल एज फॉर अदर्स, बट इट्स फ्रॉम अव्यक्त बाप दादा और फिर फ्रॉम दादीज also we get a lot of benefit. This is my personal experience, receiving so much sustenance from Avyakta Bap Dada and also being connected with Dadis for a long time. And so my own sustenance that I received from seniors and from Baba is so much beneficial for my own self that I cannot relate, even cannot express it. It's such a feeling of support.
दस मिनट थैंक यू, क्योंकि हमें 10 मिनट दिए गए थे. बाकी तो आप सभी से मिलकर हमें बड़ी खुशी हुई. फॉरेन में इतनी बड़ी क्लास भरी हुई हो सुनते थे, परंतु आज प्रैक्टिकल आप सबको संगठन में देखकर बड़ी आंतरिक खुशी हुई है.
I'm happy to meet, to see you all. I have heard a lot of praise of London class, and seeing together so many brothers and sisters here, I'm very happy. And all of us are also happy to see you. हम भी आपको देख के बहुत खुश हैं. आप मिले हैं दोनों भाई बहने, इन्होंने सामने
आओ, आप भी सामने जाइए भाई.
आप दोनों भी आओ, दर्शन तो दो
प्रतिभा बहन. मैं जामनगर गुजरात में जामनगर द्वारका वहाँ से आई हूँ. आप में से कई द्वारका आए हैं, परंतु जिन्होंने द्वारका नहीं देखा है, बाबा की कर्म भूमि है, कृष्ण की कर्म भूमि मानते हैं. और हमें ये भी एक नशा रहता है कि बाबा जब पाकिस्तान से आए थे तो ओखा पोर्ट से आए थे, ओखा बंदर जिसको कहते हैं, ओखा पोर्ट वहां से आए थे. और बाबा ने वहां भी अपना स्थान द्वारका में भी खुला है और ओखा में भी हमारे करीब 35-30 भाई बहने क्लास करते हैं, पाठशाला चल रही है. वो भी 3-4 साल से अच्छी पाठशाला चल रही है और साकार बाबा ने हमारी लौकिक फैमिली को सप्तऋषि का टाइटल दिया था और वो सप्तऋषि का टाइटल हमारे लौकिक परिवार में प्रैक्टिकल चल रहे हैं। माता पिता और बड़े ब्रदर तो अभी नहीं है लेकिन 3 छोटे भाई और हमें तो चारों ऋषि जिन्होंने किसी ने भी शादी नहीं की है सब बाबा के बच्चे हैं। वो अपना चंडीगढ़ पंजाब में अपनी सेवाएं देते रहते हैं और हम जामनगर में अपनी सेवाएं देते हैं। तो आप सभी कभी जामनगर द्वारका आइए तो कर्म भूमि अथवा वहाँ यादगार कृष्ण की बनेगी। ओम शांति।
सो सुषमा बहन आई हैव स्टडी लॉन्ग टाइम इन ज्ञान फ्रॉम हर चाइल्डहुड एंड हैव बीन विद द फैमिली हर पेरेंट्स मदर एंड फादर एंड ऑल्सो 3 ब्रदर्स हर सेल्फ एंड बाबा हैड गिवन द टाइटल ऑफ सप्तऋषि 7 saints Saptarishi. So mother and father have left the body and elder brother also. They have been also very good yogis. And 2 brothers and herself, she is there. And she has, and brothers are also actually in Chandigarh giving service there. And she is also doing service in Jamnagar. And it's very near Dwarka. Dwarka is remembered as Atlantis, no? Went in water. And it was known as the kingdom of Krishna, the land of
Dwarkadhish Mandir bolte
hain. The Dwarka, Krishna's land. And along near that is Jamnagar. That's the main place where she is serving. And from there is Dwarka place also. Some of you have seen, some have not. Those who are from Gujarat, Saurashtra have seen that place. But it is good that sometime you come see this land. And also there is intoxication that it's a place where when Baba came from Karachi with ship, they traveled actually from Karachi, sailed, the ship was from Karachi, coming to the Okha port in Saurashtra, that place. And there, that is Baba's land, first step that Sakar Baba and Brahman came and put there. And so they have great intoxication that we are in the land where Sakar Baba and Brahman family landed. And there in Okha is also a Gita Pathshala where 35 BKs are studying their study. And also in Jamnagar is also main place, but a lot of service is taking place where she is based. And also the couple, Shri Lakshmi Narayan, Shri Krishna, also in the land of Shri Krishna. So we'll introduce themselves now. Yes, then back to your preacher. Ajo, then. आपको बैठे रहो थोड़ी चेयर रहे ठीक।
ओम शांति। शरीर का नाम है जयंती भाई, 38 ईयर्स में ज्ञान में चल रहा हूँ, युगल सहित।
ऐसे रखेंगे तो हमको भी सुनाई पड़ेगा, नहीं तो सुनाई नहीं पड़ता ये जो है ना।
ओम शांति। शरीर का नाम जयंती भाई है, 38 ईयर्स में ज्ञान में चल रहा हूँ युगल के साथ, और मेरा बिजनेस है ग्राउंडनट का। और रेगुलर में जब से ज्ञान लिया तब से मैं रेगुलर ही रहा आज दिन तक बाबा के याद में। ओम शांति।
द नेम ऑफ द बॉडी इज जयंती भाई एंड 30 ईयर्स इन नॉलेज एंड डूइंग बाबा हैज मेड इंस्ट्रूमेंट। एक्चुअली दिस इंस्ट्रूमेंट इज नॉट ओनली इंस्ट्रूमेंट फॉर जामनगर, मेनी अदर प्लेसेस ऑल्सो हैज बिकम एक्चुअली to give support for godly service and with family coming in knowledge. Great fortune to become Baba's child. Yeah.
Om Shanti. Sarir ka naam hai Pratibhaven. Jinti bhai aur Pratibhaven. Bhai ne sunaya short mein. Bolte kam hai, lekin khana bahut achha achha khilate. जो भी आते हैं पालना करने में, खाना बना के सबको बहुत अच्छी पालना करते हैं, तो ये इनका बहुत गुण है। तो मैं थोड़ा हेल्प कर देती हूँ साथ में। तो दोनों ही हम 38 ईयर से ज्वाइंट फैमिली से ही ज्ञान मिला। तो हमारा बड़ा परिवार था, 24 मेंबर हम साथ में रहते थे। तो साथ में रहते भी बाबा का ज्ञान कैसे फॉलो किया, बाबा के ज्ञान मिलते ही भोजन की शुद्धि, वो पहला फर्स्ट हमारा एक्सपीरियंस रहा कि भोजन ही सबसे बड़ा पावर है हमारे लाइफ, ब्राह्मण लाइफ के लिए। तो 20 मेंबर के साथ रहते भी हमने ये पहला गुण अपनाया था। तो वैसे तो सभी महारथी आत्माएं आप सब है, आपके आगे हम छोटे तो नहीं कहेंगे, लेकिन बहुत बड़े भी नहीं कहेंगे। तो पहले भी आप सबसे मिले थे, फिर से मौका मिला, उसका रीजन है कि दीदी को आना था लंदन, लेकिन वीजा के कारण नहीं मिला था तो नहीं आ पाए थे। तो हमें भी इनके साथ आने का अवसर मिला है और आप सबको मिलने का मौका मिला है, तो बहुत बहुत खुशी हुई। पहले भी हम जब आए थे तो इतनी पावर लेके गए थे और इतनी सब बातें सबको सुनाई कि इंडिया वाले कुंभकर्ण की तरह सो रहे। लेकिन बाबा ने बताया था ना कि ढोल नगारा कहाँ से बजेगा, फॉरेन वाले आके जगाएंगे। तो आप सब लोग इतने पावरफुल और इतने सब प्रेजेंट इतना देखा, तो ये सब लगा कि रियल में बाबा कहते ढोल नगारा लेके आप लोग ही भारत वालों को जगाएंगे। तो अच्छा, ओम शांति।
द नेम ऑफ द बॉडी,
प्रतिभावन।
हाँ, मैं सुना लू पहले। नेम ऑफ द बॉडी इज प्रतिभावन एंड सर्टनली नेट बोथ केम टूगेदर 30 years or more than 30 years in 38 years in knowledge together, and then actually they took knowledge living in the family of about 38 years combined family, 20 members of the family, big family was there, and joint family living together with the joint family, practiced Baba's knowledge practically, and the first step was pure food. And even now this is speciality, because food does a lot of service. And she said that though this brother Janti Bhai, he speaks less, but he does a service by food. He sustains so many such a way with whoever comes to give them sustenance. I help him of cooking food, but he is very good in sustaining others, providing everything. And in this way, being in the family, it's a very good service practically, supporting others. And by practicing this first step from the day one, it is no problem at all. By living combined family, you do not follow the spiritual discipline. This also is a power, a lot of power, because food itself is the first step. And this is what they did along with all maryadas they are following. Another thing she said, that we came last time also, few years ago, and received a lot of power from here, from London. Had heard a lot of specialities, but not only just heard, we experienced a lot of power. And this is what we carried with us last time, and spoke about it long time, many times, what specialities, what power, what happiness we received from London. And now we are also having a lot of, taking with us a lot of inspiration. And practically we see, we are inspired by here. As Baba said, that Bharatvasi will wake up, they are sleeping in the sleep of Kumbhakarna, foreigners will come and awaken others. And this is true, the feeling that it awakens even not the Kumbhakarna, those who are sleeping, but inspires others as well, those who have become Baba's children. So very happy to see you all. Om Shanti.
Amen.